Good morning and Happy New Year. It is the 1st of January 2019. Today we have the Star and the Chariot reversed and the Eight of Wands. Not today. If you don't feel much like reading today, I'll give you a quick short version. Past position, the Star, Aquarius, can mean nightlife, neon, showbiz, all that. New Year's Eve. Present position, the Chariot, Cancer, reversed. I'll assume if your car wasn't impounded, it's parked for the day, and you're not going out or doing much of anything. Future, Eight of Wands, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, many quick messages and or moves. This year will start off quick with a lot of opportunities, so rest up. Your challenge may be to pick and choose the right ones without a whole lot of time to think about it. 0 to 60 miles per hour. You can go back to bed now if you like. Otherwise, read on. The Star is intuition, or listen on, and inspiration, and high idealism, so high that we may be rather shattered if everyone else's isn't. The Chariot, a card of confidence, control, and moving on and up in the reverse, can warn of overconfidence or your dreams and plans being delayed or blocked in some way. The frantic, rapid movement of the Eight of Wands or clubs, flying through the air as if someone shot off a whole quiver of arrows at the same time, may have you scrambling pretty soon, catching some and fending off others. The calls and offers may come thick and fast, or you may need to do some running around once the new year gets started, and your vehicle may need attention. Salvador Dali's Eight of Wands shows a Roman soldier with eight hands attacking a man who defends himself against the weird assault, keeping the soldier's octopus arm at bay. He divides the eight staves on the card in a way that suggests out of the eight thrown at him, he has sorted them into lots of three, three, and at the very top, two remain floating behind a little book, as if after studying and considering every offer, he can only get excited and actually accept two, which also suggests a potential partnership. In other words, everybody wants you. Only accept the things that you are passionate enough about and worthy of the investment of your best time, energies, and soul. Consider and accept only the most promising commissions or jobs and work only with the best people. In the face of the oncoming onslaught, stay with your original inspiration and, as always, that inner guidance. It hasn't been wrong yet, even if no one else hears it but you. The Star is upright, beautiful, and glowing, but maybe just not today. Happy New Year. Bye.